DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jane McIntosh in Bonn. In Venezuela, thousands of people turned out to follow the coffin of former President Hugo Chavez in a funeral procession through the capital, Caracas. World leaders have been sending in messages and looking to the future. German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle made this comment.
The country plays a very important role in Latin America. Democracy and freedom are the right way to unlock Venezuela's full potential.
Elections will be held within a month. Centrist state governor Enrique Capriles will run as opposition candidate for the second time. He faces Chavez's preferred successor, the current vice president, Nicolas Maduro. Egypt's parliamentary elections, scheduled to begin next month, have been suspended following a court ruling. The Cairo Administrative Court said the new electoral law should be reviewed by the country's Supreme Constitutional Court. Under the new law, the vote would have been held in four stages. The opposition had already called a boycott of the poll. 21 United Nations peacekeepers have been kidnapped by armed fighters in the demilitarized zone between Israel and Syria. The Syrian rebels' Yarmouk Martyrs Brigade has claimed responsibility for the attack. They want the Syrian army to withdraw from a nearby village. Meanwhile, the number of refugees registered with the UN Refugee Agency has reached 1 million. The agency estimates over half of the refugees are children. The British government is to step up its assistance to Syria's opposition. It will provide armoured vehicles, body armour and other non-lethal equipment. Speaking for the Syrian opposition, Salam Idris again called for weapons support.
And it is very clearly to say we need weapons and ammunition to stop killing, to defend ourselves and to defend our citizens.
You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. In Kenya, results from Monday's election are slowly coming in. Delays have been due to technical problems with the new vote transmission system. This is the first presidential election since 2007, when accusations of vote rigging set off ethnic violence which left more than 1,000 people dead. Leading candidate Uhuru Kenyatta, Kenya's deputy prime minister, has been charged by the International Criminal Court with crimes against humanity for his alleged involvement in the ethnic violence which followed the elections 5 years ago. The US software giant Microsoft has been given a fine of more than €500 million by the European Commission. The Commission said Microsoft had breached an anti-monopolies deal by failing to offer its system users a choice of web browsers. EU Competition Commissioner Joaquin Almunia announced the fine.
Today the Commission adopted a decision sanctioning Microsoft for its failure to comply with the legally binding commitments which it made to the Commission. The decision adopted today imposes a fine of €561 million on Microsoft for this very serious infringement.
Microsoft has already issued an apology, citing a technical error. In Eastern Europe, defence ministers from Poland, the Czech Republic, Slovakia and Hungary have agreed to form a joint military unit for EU missions. Each country will contribute troops to fight in the 3,000-strong unit, which will be ready for deployment by 2016. The move by the countries known as the Visegrad 4 was praised by Germany and France. Both Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande attended the summit in Warsaw on Wednesday when the agreement was announced. And a US government audit on Iraq has found that despite spending $60 billion or 46 billion euros since the 2003 invasion, the rebuilding effort has achieved little. The Inspector General's report, called Learning from Iraq, estimated that the US wasted at least $8 billion. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. This is Jane McIntosh, Deutsche Welle News.